This song goes out to our employee of the week.
We'll work hard to make you happy.
The best things in life are free.
The Morning Routine with Rocky and Sarah on 98.7 WNNX.
President Biden, just signed a bill banning TikTok in America. Unless it's sold to a U.S.-based company, now it is officially signed by the president, which means that it's law, right?
Or it's, gonna happen. It's gonna get banned.
But the current CEO says they're gonna fight like heck, vowing to go to court.
Oh,
now,
okay.
TikTok's head honcho, Shuzi Chu, who's talked to, he's been before Congress numerous times, posted a video on Wednesday in response to the president putting his John Hancock on legislation that passed in the House of Representatives and the Senate, which basically makes TikTok illegal here in the states under Chinese control.
Oh.
So, I don't know. Get it off your phones?
I have no idea what
that really means. But this is what Xu had to say.
Hi, everyone. It's Xu here. As you may have heard, Congress passed a bill that the president signed into law that is designed to ban TikTok in the United States. That will take TikTok away from you and 170 million Americans who find community and connection on our platform. Make no mistake, this is a ban. A ban on TikTok and a ban on you and your voice.
Whoa.
Politicians may say otherwise, but don't get confused. Many who sponsored the bill admit a TikTok ban is the ultimate goal.
Yeah, makes you think. Or does it? I don't know. All I know is that I don't have TikTok. Well, I do, but I'm not going. I'm going to get it off my phone.
I'm usually, maybe this is the elder millennial in me, but I am on Facebook a lot and I am on Instagram a lot. I'm not on TikTok as much.
Yeah, right. Well, Xu says he and his partners are going to challenge this new law. And he's confident TikTok will win before a judge, stating the Constitution is on the company's side. Well, that's weird. The American Constitution is on the Chinese company's side. Is that weird or no? I don't know.
I mean, I don't know.
I don't know. My brain. Xu said, let's see. They're going to cite the First Amendment rights in defending their position.
I see.
Lawmakers have cited privacy concerns over TikTok, including possible spying, not to mention the notion Chinese propaganda might be getting pushed onto users here in America.
Ew.
Of course, a lot of U.S.-based TikTokers have cried foul. A lot of people making really good amounts of money on this.
Right,
platform.
Exactly. They are monetizing it like crazy.
Right.
And,
they'd have to move it over to Instagram.
I guess so.
Right. Or
Mark Zuckerberg's probably excited.
I'm sure he was one of the lobbyists to make this happen. Yeah, they're expressing their love for the app, and you know, I get it, but you know, I don't know if that's what is potentially happening. I mean, that seems like a national security risk, but,
right?
You know, so I don't know. I know that government phones can't have it. That's pretty telling.
True. Oh gosh, I don't know what to do. I'm not in charge.
I'm not in charge. It doesn't matter.
It's the Morning Routine with Rocky and Sarah on 98.7 WNNS.
Yeah, maybe some stormy weather, but that's okay.
Stormy
Daniels. It's
going
to get stormy. Yes.
On May 6th, we are going to have a two-way on 4th Street downtown. Remember that. And we're going to find out all the details with this change because it's, you know, people have been used to this for years and years and years, 4th being a one-way, and it ain't going to be very, very soon. So we want to take care of that. Let's get to the holidays.
Shall we?
DNA Day. That's fun.
Neat.
That reminds me of Jurassic Park.
Dino DNA. Yay.
I love it. East meets West Day. Okay, boring.
Neat.
Harry Styles. That's what I almost said.
You almost did.
Hairstylist Appreciation Day or Harry Styles Appreciation Day.
We appreciate
get
him too.
Get watermelon sugar high.
Sure.
International Financial Independence Awareness Day.
Uh-huh.
Taylor Swift would love that one.
She would.
Love Your Thighs Day. Oh.
Oh.
Oh man, I wish I had some like bounce and wow wow music right
thighs,
now.
Thighs, I love you.
I love you. I'm gonna oil you up later. I'm gonna just rub you down, thighs. You're gonna be like jello. I love you.
Thighs.
Thighs. Oh, God. National Crayola Day.
I love the smell of fresh crayons.
Yes, yes. Fresh crayons are the best. Mm-hmm. I always wanted the biggest box, but I always just got, like, the basic color box.
Oh, I got the fancy 64-color box.
I'm sure you did, grad school. National.
I used them in grad school.
National Mani Pedi Day. I don't like manis because I don't like people touching my hands, but I do love a pedicure, even though they make fun of my feet because I got some issues.
Oh, yeah.
I got a little fungus issue on one of my toes, and then there's a lot of, so they use the cheese grater thing on your thing, and then they put a little bit on my knee, and they're like, do you want to take it home with you? And I'm like, no!
Why?
I don't want that. I want you to laugh with your fellow manicurists about my dead skin issues. Gross.
I just want lavender.
Love your thigh. Yeah.
And exfoliation, please.
National Plumber's Day. Gotta love a plumber.
Need a plumber.
National Teach Children to Save Day. That's huge. Yes.
That is huge.
I didn't really
yes.
learn that. It took me a while to get on my feet like that.
Yeah, Bennett wants to save, but then he also wants to
spend.
yeah, I know.
We all have that.
We all do it.
National Telephone Day, 217-629-5483. That's how you can get to us on the telephone.
Mm-hmm.
Zucchini bread, Z-U-C-C-H-I-N-I. That's how I learned Z-U-C-C-H-I-N-I. That's how I learned how to spell zucchini.
Well, now I know how to spell zucchini.
It's really cool, right?
It's so neat.
Red Hat. Oh, the Red Hat Society ladies.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, they're seemingly very nice, but they are wild.
Oh wait, you've met the Red Hat Society
ladies.
Yeah,
so I used to croon and sing. I was the cruise director on the Odyssey and Spirit of Chicago, the big dinner boats.
Okay.
And the National Red Hat ladies rented out the boat, 1,500 women. In their 60s, 70s, 80s, wearing red hats. And they started out nice. But then we got on the dance floor, and it's my job to, like, get a, you know, and I'm a young piece. I'm just a walking thirst trap in my 20s. And so, like, I mean, groped. I was rubbed. I was massaged. They loved my thighs, too.
Did they?
They loved my thighs, too.
It's the Morning Routine with Rocky and Sarah on 98.7 WNNS.
What do we pay for license plates now? Do you
like
know?
Like $100 or something, right?
They went for $1 then.
Oh,
$1
whole dollar.
I know. Oh, gosh, I missed that.
Yeah.
I missed that. I never experienced that.
Yeah, I'm sure it was great.
1928, buddy. The first seeing eye dog was presented to Morris S. Frank.
Oh, buddy.
Buddy, I wonder what kind of dog he was. A golden. He must have been a golden.
Must have been a golden.
Ah, great breed. 1950, the Boston Celtics, progress baby, broke the NBA color barrier. When they chose Chuck Cooper in the draft. The Washington Capitals, however, selected another black player, Earl Lloyd, 7 rounds later. And it's Lloyd who was the first black player to compete in the NBA.
Very good.
Interesting.
Very good.
I love that. On this day, baby, one of my favorites, and I think I'm going to argue one of the best of all time. The Jackson 5 started a 2-week run at number one with this. Come out.
Yeah.
2, 3, come out, come out. Oh, man. So good.
It's a classic.
I know. It's no wonder that he didn't grow up to be completely normal. Because when you have that, like, so much happening at that young of an age.
Yeah.
It's kind of crazy.
It's a crazy experience for sure.
2001. 42-year-old San Diego Padres outfielder Ricky Henderson broke Babe Ruth's career walks record, receiving his 2,063rd base on balls.
Oh,
just
okay.
Walking. I don't know if that's a statistic I would. It's not a bad statistic necessarily, but I don't know if I'd want it.
Well, Ricky's got it.
Truth be told. Well, this one's kind of sad. On this day in 2002, TLC member Lisa Lopez was killed in a car accident in La Ceiba, Honduras, age 30. Do you remember this happening?
I do remember, yeah.
What was the story around it? Do you remember?
She was in a car and she was videoing herself, I think. And then, yeah, she just ran off the road.
Oh, God.
Yeah, it was sad.
Yeah, that sounds pretty sad. Okay, well, to lighten things up, but I did want to go on that one because it was important. 2008, the Empire State Building in New York City, this is really cool, was lit up in Mariah Carey's motif colors.
What?
Lavender, pink, and white in celebration of her achievements in the world of music. Carey was the first person in history to get this honor.
Wow.
In this way for this event. How cool is that?
Go Mariah Carey.
I know, it's wild.
They were just talking about the Emancipation of Mimi album, how that was so iconic back in, 2004, 2005 when it came out?
Is that what it was called?
The Emancipation of Mimi?
Yeah.
Yeah, that was a really good album.
Well, finally, and not exactly on this day, but close, nearly 20 years ago, a low-quality 19-second clip titled Me at the Zoo became the very first video to be posted on YouTube.
No way.
Yep. Listen to this.
All right, so here we are, one of the elephants. Cool thing about these guys is that they have really, really, really long trunks, and that's cool.
And that's cool. I don't know if he was trying to make a joke there. I don't know really where he was going, but that's the very first video ever to be put up on YouTube.
Live your best life. The Morning Routine with Rocky and Sarah on 98.7 WNNS.
Taylor Swift, this was at Windcroft School in Pottstown, Pennsylvania. Did she come from a wealthy background, do you know?
I think her dad was in finance, I believe, and her mom was in something else. I can't remember what, but they had a Christmas tree farm, I remember, and okay. I think she was okay. I think she was doing okay.
Well, that makes sense to me because apparently she wanted to be in finance. Maybe that's exactly what her parents did. Yeah, listen to this.
So first grade, she wanted to be a stockbroker.
Or a stockbroker.
And second grade, what do you want to be when you grow up? Singer.
So between first and second grade, she decided, you know what? I'm not a stockbroker.
I'm a star.
I love how first and second grade, that's what she was thinking of. I mean, I was like, yeah, I want to be an astronaut. But I at that time knew, like, never going to happen.
I know. What did I put? Home interior decorator? Because I read all the JCPenney magazines.
You didn't put a Hulk at ice skater? I thought you would have done that.
Oh, that too.
Okay.
My personal dreams.
This one's from elementary school teacher Barbara Kolvek. Taylor Swift always writing poetry.
And she always was writing poetry. Always. Even in music class when she shouldn't.
You're crazy, Barbara. I don't know. I mean, that's the bigger she gets. I mean, bigger she gets, she's huge. She's an icon. But
absolutely.
I'm surprised more of this kind of stuff doesn't happen, you know, on the reg.
Right, right. True.
Yep.
Well, at the 2024 Time 100 Summit in New York City on Wednesday, Selena Gomez discussed her decision to step back from social media and the positive impact it had on her.
I was more present. I was happier. I would actually get real phone calls about people telling me about their story, and I could actually hear it instead of going, oh, I already know what you did today. It's like, it's more human. Like, I find it frustrating, and then I can get a little mouthy, and I want to defend people I love, and I think it's important to take breaks. So I don't really pay much attention. I'll just, you know, do things here and there.
Huh. Okay.
Makes sense.
Well, while you're at it, sound off on our Facebook page at 98.7 WNNS and answer the question of the day.
Yeah, which is,
if you're in your 20s, ask a question. If you're older than that, give advice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So if you're in your 20s, ask a question. If you're 30 or older.
Mm-hmm.
Advice.
Because
what do you have for advice?
For advice, wear your sunscreen. Yep. I don't know. SPF. It's very important.
Okay.
That's good advice.
Be yourself. Be yourself is my advice. It's hard, though, sometimes. People expect, you know, you to be in a certain way.
Yes.
Sometimes.
You know, one of my favorite quotes from Bob Dylan, it's like, I can be who I want to be, whoever that is. Basically, he's just like, I don't know. All I can do is be myself, whoever that is.
Yeah, I like that.
Whatever, I don't know.
A t-shirt that says that.
Oh, it's great.
It's the Morning Routine with Rocky and Sarah. Rocky and Sarah on 98.7 WNNS.
Speaking with Extra, the duo teased their ongoing Barbenheimer rivalry, which I think is hilarious.
So have we left the Barbenheimer rivalry behind?
It's alive and kicking.
Not even now.
No. My blood is boiling.
Yeah. No, it's a fresh, fleshy wound.
Fresh, fleshy wound.
Thank you.
Okay.
Emily Blunt.
How's your breakfast?
Mm-hmm. Ron Howard directs Jim Henson Idea Man, offering viewers unprecedented access to Henson's personal archives.
Yes.
The documentary explores Henson's journey from local TV puppeteer to global success with Sesame Street and The Muppet Show.
Hello there. My name is Jim Henson, and I'm a puppeteer.
Sesame Street. The Muppets.
Dark Crystal.
Labyrinth.
Jim created out of innocence.
He showed people the good in all of us.
Is this a 9-to-5 job?
Yeah, it's every moment of one's life kind of job, those things.
Oh my gosh, I got the goose pimples.
Do you remember Labyrinth?
Yeah, I remember Labyrinth.
Who doesn't remember Labyrinth?
David Bowie.
Yeah.
Dance, baby, dance, or whatever it is. I don't remember.
Dance, magic, dance.
Dance, magic, dance.
Dance, baby.
I'm sure he said baby somewhere.
You remind me of the babe. What babe?
Yes, thank you.
You're welcome.
Former Saturday Night Live cast member Fred Armisen is left surprised upon discovering the intriguing tale of his grandfather on an episode of the series Finding Your Roots with Henry Louis Gates Jr.
1933. Turning to the world of dance, the debut performance of rising dancer Kuni Masami, original name Pak Yong In. So he's an original name.
Mm-hmm.
Pak Yong In.
It's a Korean name.
Yeah?
Not a Japanese name.
So am I Korean? Well, that changes many things. I was going to say everything. I mean, I guess everything.
Isn't that wild?
Wow, to find out stuff like that?
Yeah, that you're just not what you thought you were.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
God.
It's
that's
a
like
paradigm
ground shattering.
Yeah, yeah, for sure. For sure. Well, according to a source, Taylor Swift is so in love with Travis Kelce that she's getting nervous that he'll end up thinking the fame is too much. The source said she really wants a happy ending and is worried about jinxing things. Right now, it's reported Travis is enjoying everything about the relationship and their lives, and Taylor is hoping it doesn't exhaust him. Cross your fingers.
Yeah.
The source said there's a little extra stress now that Taylor has released her new album, The Tortured Poets Department.
Awesome. Well, I'm sure they'll both be just fine.
I hope so, because they really are cute together.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, coming up next, we have a lot of fun happening here in the S&K Buick GMC studios. We're going to be talking about the 39 Steps, which is running Friday through Saturday, opening this weekend at the Hoagland Center for the Arts.
Oh, and the next weekend, too.
Yes, yes, all of the weekends. And
yes.
This is awesome because it's kind of a spoof of the Alfred Hitchcock film, and I love spoofs.
It's the Morning Routine with Rocky and Sarah on 98.7 WNNS.
Congratulations. You're being scrutinized.
Right, exactly. And this is wild, and this is the reason why I don't like it, because I always like look at those movies where, like, did you ever see The Net with Sandy Bullock?
Of course not.
I thought you were going to say, of course. Okay, of course not. Well, basically, she's like, well, she works for this company, or she's a hack. I forget. she goes on vacation, and then something happens on vacation with this dude where he, like, steals, I don't know, he, like, swipes her cards or something. And then she comes back, and, like, her apartment is for rent, and somebody's showing it, and, like, nobody has any records of who she is, and, like, it's, like, it's wild. So they've, like, wiped her clean. Like, I'm always worried that that's gonna happen to me somehow. Not even on purpose, like, maliciously, but just on, like, accident. Like, some human error is gonna happen, and it's gonna be like, who are you? Why don't you have any... socials, yeah, I don't know.
You have no friends.
You have no friends. You have, yeah, it's weird. And
that's what you're scared of? I'm scared of, like, bears and stuff.
The things that I'm scared of, that's, you know, it's like when I was in that car accident, I told you my mom was like, I hope that your anxiety, you know, and it's like, and I'm anxious about, like, existential things and weird things, you know, that you wouldn't normally be.
What if the net comes to life?
Right, exactly. Yeah, like, I'll try and take a bear. You know, I'm sure I'd end up a meal, but I'd be tasty.
You could try.
Now, this nightmare kind of came true for this financial worker. Her name's Samantha, and you can find her at Not Samantha Fox. Who's Samantha Fox?
Do you know? Samantha Fox?
Yeah. Is that somebody famous? Probably.
There's another Fox.
There's a
Megan Fox. Yeah.
Not who we're talking about.
No.
Went viral for sharing how a background check revealed she was a felon.
Did she know?
She did not know. Oh. She had no idea. And her videos garnered over 309,000 views as of now. Let's listen to this. I mean, it's terrifying when you think about it.
So I have 3 felony counts on my background check. That's great. That's great for me, right? I just found out today that when they did my background check for the new, like, we're merging, so it's technically the same job, but new company, so we had to go through the entire hiring process, once again, the entire onboarding process. I work in a financial firm, so luckily for me, they do a very thorough background check, thorough fingerprinting check. One is burglary, identity theft, possession of a controlled substance. Those are all on my record and have been since 2014, and I did not know that.
So, my thing is, did she do this and they just, like, she got caught somehow, but nobody ever told her? Or is this, like, my fear? That it's, like, total human...
error.
Yeah, like, human error. It's another girl with the same name or, you know, something.
Somebody clicked something wrong on a computer.
Yes.
And like, oh, now you're a felon.
Yes. Yes. That kind of stuff. Isn't that scary to you?
I've never thought of that before.
Well, these are the types of things that happen all the time, Sarah.
Well, I should start to panic.
How's your breakfast?
Forgot your deodorant? That's okay.
No! God, please, no! No!
Sometimes we stink in the morning, too. It's the Morning Routine with Rocky and Sarah on 98.7 WNNS.